Text this morning is from Psalm 118. It's a passage that's often used as a call to worship. I use a variation of it at weddings, and I could read it to you, but I actually found a recording of this particular text that I think is, well, it's rather more enlightening. Let's see if we can get this to work. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And somehow, when you hear it sung by children, and the kids where Jeannie works sing this almost on a daily basis, it makes the message seem a little more urgent, a little more real, and a little more joyful. It gives it a sense of urgency that's characteristic with much of what we read in the Scripture, and especially the New Testament, picking up on that theme. When St. Paul was asked, well, when are we going to be about this ministry? Paul said, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Shortly before Jesus was crucified, he told the story of the 10 wise and foolish maidens. And the punchline to that story is, watch therefore, you know not the day or the hour. The entirety of Mark's gospel is written with a sense of urgency. The word immediately keeps coming up more and more in Mark's gospel than anywhere else. And one of the major themes of that story of Jesus' life is that he's coming back and he's coming back soon. Those to whom the book was written were convinced that the second coming would come in their lifetime. Well, we're still waiting. And there's a sense of urgency that has diminished in some sense. We know that time is finite, but there seems enough of it. How do we recapture a sense of urgency with regard to this day, as in this is the day? Let us rejoice. I don't know much for sure, but I am certain that October 21st, 2012 is today, and we will never have it again. I don't know how many days I will have, or any of the rest of us. I do know that it's a finite number. And I did some optimistic arithmetic earlier today, and my number of days will be somewhere between 1 and 13,000. Optimistic. That sounds like a lot, except I've lived about 23,000 days. That draws back a sense of urgency. What will this day be for me or for you, knowing that it's one of a finite number, and it is the day the Lord has made, coupled with the command, let us rejoice and be glad in it? I would suggest a couple of things that we can make this day about, such that we leave perhaps a bit more joyful, or even inclined to rejoice. I think, first of all, this is the day to give up a grudge. This is the day to give up a grudge. Now, I talk about this every couple of months. And the reason for that is I need to hear it from the only minister I listen to every couple of months. I've got a grudge list. None of you are on it at the moment. It's a fairly short list, but there are people on it that, well, when I find myself thinking about them more than I would like, when I find myself wandering into the development of a revenge strategy, as in, I'll tell you what, the next time they, and if I get a chance, I know that they are living rent-free in my head. I know that I'm giving the grudge more weight and value than is good for me. They don't care. They don't care that they're on my grudge list. They might even be happy about it. Yeah, good. So today, this day that the Lord has made, a day that will never return, maybe a good day, to give that up. Strive for indifference. Maybe that's the best you can do. As in, you know what? It just doesn't matter enough anymore to keep perseverating on it. Now, I'll tell you that again in about 6 weeks, because I'll need to hear it again. But for the moment, for today, let this be the day to give up a grudge. And if this is the day to give up something, maybe it's also a day to take hold of something, to connect in perhaps a new and different way, to connect with another person. We've got all kinds of fancy techno ways to keep in touch, texting, emailing, who knows what all. Sometimes that's very helpful. Sometimes it's even divisive when you're in a room where you can see six people having lunch together at the same table, but they're all doing this with somebody else in another who knows where. There are ways to connect, and there are ways to connect. How many of you, if you could, would meaningfully change someone's life for a day if it would cost you 50 cents to do so? Actually, a little bit less. Who would do it for 50 cents? Come on. Yeah. Let me suggest. Buy a postage stamp. Stick it on an envelope. Put a piece of paper in the envelope that has a handwritten note. It's a lost art. I was a part of a memorial service a couple weeks ago for a woman who had died over the summer, and I'm fairly well acquainted with her husband, who's a part of our tech community. And there were four speakers or eulogists at the service, two of which made very explicit points about how important this person was in their life, because every single week they could count on receiving a letter in the mail and then reciprocate with a letter in the mail. And what was most sad for them at this loss was that the letters would stop coming. That's just one of, you be creative, ways that we can connect with another person we care about in ways that maybe they know, or maybe in a way that would surprise them. This is the day to connect. And the postage stamp is a kind of metaphor for the opportunity to be sort of creative and maybe even a little old-fashioned about connecting in a way that means something. This is the day to give up a grudge. This is the day to connect in a new and perhaps old meaningful way. Finally, this is the day, I mean, the command is pretty clear. This is the day to enjoy. Rejoice and be glad in it. What do you enjoy? I mean, really. I was thinking about that. I enjoy my baseball card collection. I enjoy traveling to new places. I especially enjoy eating good food. I really, really like it when I order something in a restaurant and I notice that the special sauce comes with it for $2 extra. And I go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to spring for $2 on this. And I get the special sauce and it was worth it. I love it when that happens. So far, much of what, and this occurred to me when I was thinking about this, a lot of what I enjoy costs something, even if it's only a couple of bucks. There's a price tag on plane tickets and dinners and baseball cards and all of that. And I was mulling this over yesterday when I was exercising, and I happened to just be in the company yesterday while exercising of a guy riding his bike along with his what appeared to be 4-year-old or so son. And the kid had his big old bike helmet on, and the wheels on the bike are about like that, and no training wheels. This kid is scooting along, having the time of his life. Dad is kind of meandering and kind of looking back at him, and all the while the kid is riding this bike, there's this running commentary that only 4-year-olds can do, you know. Hey, Dad, watch this. Where are we going? What's next? There's a leaf. Can we go this way? And what he wanted to do was go down an alleyway, which looked much different than the paved street. The alleyway had furrows and branches and bushes, and Dad said, sure. So they went down the alleyway where it was exciting and maybe a little spooky and a little scary, you know. And this, if you could bottle this, that would be the only pharmaceutical product you would have to take. But you can't. You can only watch it and maybe even perhaps mimic it. the mind of the four-year-old where everything is a miracle. A leaf, a spider, a branch, a special, maybe foreboding and little spooky way to take that along and go from here to there. This four-year-old has no notion of heaven and earth, no notion of the finitude of his days, which are finite. There's a number for him, too. He doesn't know. All he knows is that this is the day. This is the day when, I don't know, maybe he's been without his training wheels for a week or two or a month, who knows. But he's out with Dad. The sun is shining. The leaves and the branches and the secret spooky way is something to rejoice over. Well, I don't think he's got it any more clear than the most gifted theologian or interpreter of Scripture. The day just is. It brings what we can find. And we can find it when we just sort of decide, hey, let's try this. And experience, even in the smallest of ways, a miracle. This kid was rejoicing. In the company of someone who loves you, take a fresh look at a branch, a leaf, a spider, a sunset, a lake, an egret, and rejoice. For this is the day the Lord hath made, and it's the only day like this that we have or that we'll ever get. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.